time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I had written my last comment a day earlier than usual, so I couldn't comment on the destructive vandalism at the city school's corporation yard. It seems to me that the $100,000 it cost would buy a lot of security, whether it be surveillance cameras or a watchman. Several of the schools have been vandalized over the years. I remember South Bay School a few years ago and a couple in Arcata or Bayside, if my memory or what is left of it serves me. I would think that exterior surveillance cameras coupled with alarming the most accessible windows would pay in the long run. A watchman or police patrols can't be everywhere all the time, but something ought to be done. A letter to the Times-Standard was critical of Merrill Harfram, our interim police chief in Eureka. The writer inferred that the previous chief was doing a good job and was railroaded out. Chief Nielsen was good with the public, I will admit, but his department management style left a lot to be desired. I only know what I've heard about that, so I won't go into it. In an interview I heard from Chief Harfram, he said that a good part of our troubles now, those being vandalism, thievery, car theft, shoplifting, and other troublesome acts, are caused by many nonviolent criminals being let out of jail. While the cost of keeping them in jail is high, it is a concentrated cost, and the cost of all the damage they do around our towns and rural areas is probably just as high, just spread around a little bit more. Given the overcrowding of our prison system, I don't know what we can do about it, but keep everything locked up and out of sight. One last comment about the police chief situation. The previous chief was railroaded in over the objections of many. Looks like they might have been right. I have to agree with Phil Arnott's position on letting the United Nations get their fingers in our governmental processes. This world government process has no place in our republic. I have written to our senators and Mike Thompson asking they oppose any world government intervention to our system. Please do the same. I want to thank all those individuals, myself included, and businesses that made our 4th of July fireworks spectacular such a success. As I said in my last comment, it's a great way to celebrate our independence. If anyone out there is interested, I have a hand-crank personnel lift for sale. Goes up to 29 feet, narrow enough to go through most gates, and can be hauled in a pickup. Includes four-foot outriggers. Give me a call. I'm in the phone book under Richard and Andrea. A friend of mine was telling me a while back about a fountain and pool with some sort of structure being built in the pool in the Old Town area. He told me the other day that some woman let her kids climb up the inside of the structure and put it out of commission. Given the general type of clientele down there, don't build anything nice. Anybody out there have any idea what's going on with the San Francisco Giants? They can't hit the rear end with either hand, and they just stand there and watch those third strikes go by. Sad, sad, sad. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.